Peter, welcome. You can hear me okay? Awesome, thank you. I'm going to say hi, hello, and welcome to the Dina Jo podcast. I'm DJ Dina Jo, your friend coming to you from colorful Colorado. Thank you so much for joining my show today. You all are the best. If you're listening on the download, thank you so much. Hit that follow button and join me live sometime. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:45 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, and I have the best people in the chat, so thank you so much. Hey, Ryan, how are you? Good to see you. I hope you're I know you're used to your cold weather, but I hope you're defrosting a little bit. It's cold up there. Hi, Tuttles. How are you, my friend? Good to see you. Hi, family. And I don't know why, Ryan, every single time I put in Kimberly, British Columbia, I swear it takes me to some place. I don't know where it's taking me to, but it's 32 degrees. Hi, BP. How are you? Good to see you. Good morning. But I finally found it. It just took me a while. I don't know why it takes me somewhere. There's another Kimberly, British Columbia that's warmer than you, but I know you're not at 32. At least not now. Too cold. I know. It's a Google snow forecast. Oh, yeah. Did you just post it? Because I was looking earlier because I also got your weather because I wanted to remember Elwood, Pennsylvania, and all. Like, the one I saw was, I think it was from yesterday, your red velvet drink and your apple turnover that looked delicious, by the way. Hello, Soup. Good to see you. So I can't wait to see it. It looks yummy. Oh, okay, I'll have to check it out. You eat the best stuff. And Big Sexy. I don't know what he goes by on his, where he posts all of his food, but man, that guy can cook and he can eat some good stuff. Let's see, how's it going? Everyone's working really busy. I know. Are you busy? Hi, T-Mac, good to see you. It's snowing here, so it's been... it's been snowing all day. Well, this early this morning. And it'll be snowing until about 6. So, yeah. Welcome, SRKN. Good to see you. Yeah, we had a... there's always people driving really super fast behind the road behind us. And I posted on our Facebook page. Let me turn all this music down. That this guy, I don't know what he was doing, but guy, girl, I don't know yet, but they were going too fast and they came around this corner and went up and took down a power pole, a cable box, went up into the fence, the retainer walk, I guess, kind of stopped them, but they hit the fence. But man, they're still out there trying to fix things. And that was 2 days ago. 2 days ago, we're going on 3. But wow. And just to see, supposedly the person's okay. They got him out okay. But just the fire, just the continuing fire because of, you know, the car and then the boxes that it hit. So, yeah, it was crazy to see that so close. Hey, John Gale, hope you're well. Good to see you. So that was crazy to see that. And then yesterday, Lewis said he had to go get a part for our refrigerator that broke. And he said that there was a car just going the opposite way, flipped over. So yeah, they go way too fast. Way, 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 way too fast. Welcome, MPD. Good to see you. Hope you all are doing well this morning. We are just a little cold. I'm going to get into the weather right now. Let's say hi to this person. All right. So today is Wednesday, January 18th. Today in Denver, it's currently 21. It feels like 9 degrees. And they said we'll get to a high of 20. And it's going to be snowing until about 6 p.m. And there's school closures everywhere. A lot of different closures besides school closures, different businesses that are closed too. So call before you go anywhere. And if you're going to fly out, call before you go to the airport, just in case. I have no idea what's going on out there, but it's always crazy. For all my friends in Canada, we'll start with Kimberly, British Columbia. It says it's -3, feels like -7, and you'll get to a high of -1. Woo, you're going to be warm. And then for my family and well, in Ontario, it says it's 3 degrees. It feels like one. You guys are going to have rain with a high of 4 degrees. And it says a tricky storm set up threatens snow and ice to end the week in Ontario. And guess what? It says a Colorado low will track into the Great Lakes region Thursday into Friday, bringing a wide range of conditions, including snow, ice pellets, and freezing rain. So be careful out there. That's a lot of, and you guys just had ice rink. Your roads were like ice. So be careful, get what you need so you don't have to go out there. And then finally for Logan and Mama Bear and Halifax, Nova Scotia, it is 3, feels like 1, and you might get to a high of 6. And then for my friend BP and all of his people that make yummy food in Elwood City, Pennsylvania, what I have, it says it feels like 39, and they said it feels, it's 39 and it feels like 32, and you might get to a high of 40. That's the one that I got. So it might be a little different everywhere. Who knows? So close. It's close. It's close. All right. So for class, everyone, my word of the day today is listen. Listen. People need to learn to listen. We all do. Sometimes we're just ready to speak instead of just clearly listening. My quotes kind of have to go with that. It says, most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply. And that's by, yeah, Tuttles, what, huh? Yeah, you smart aleck, you. That's Stephen Covey. Stephen Covey. And then the other one I have is the word listen contains the same letters as the word silent. Did you know that? They're just switched around. And that's Alfred Burdell. And it's and then what I wrote was there's some clues about being a listener or not being a good listener. And it says, are you a listener? Someone comes someone you consider close to you comes with you to a concern, maybe a concern you supposedly did. Do you listen? They come with you with a problem. Do you listen? So on and so forth. Are you there? Do you listen? Are you listening and willing to understand? Are you waiting for the person to take a breath so that you can reply with what you want to say? Do you have the I'm right, you're wrong attitude? This only prevents you from truly listening to what they are saying. You make them listen to you instead. You should be open to exploring their opinions by challenging your own thinking. And it says, here's one of the things. Do you hijack a conversation? You can't stay focused on what the other person is saying because perhaps you do not like what they're telling you. You're only telling the person speaking that their thoughts do not matter. Remember, they came to you with the concern. And here's the other thing. You keep continuing to cut the person off that's speaking. So you never get to hear the information that the speaker is trying to share with you. You end up damaging your rapport with them, interrupting and talking over are signals that you're uninterested in what they have to say. You really need to practice. We all need to practice being silent more and using our ears, those two things that God gave us to listen to, and maybe learn another perspective, growth. And that is the rest of my story that I have to say about listening today. So I hope you guys were listening to me. Listening. I know that's something that I have to learn to do a lot is just to focus on what somebody is saying to me instead of just like, okay, what's my response going to be? So yeah. All right. So listening. So that was our word and quotes for the day. I thought the ears were to hold up my glass. Yeah, they are. They're holding up my glasses too. But please listen. Try to listen. Can you repeat that? No, soup for the soul. I'm not going to repeat that. I'll talk to you later after class. I'll talk to you, mister. All right. So there's a few things that are trending. I wasn't here on Monday. I guess that there was some little piggies that were stolen from in a truck. They were at the Western Stock Show, these two little prize pigs. They were, parents were at a hotel. I guess they were on their way back to Washington and the pigs were stolen. It said, stolen pigs trailer from National Western Stock Show safely recovered. The pigs, a pickup truck and the pig trailer were stolen on the 500 and 900 block of North Tower Road. Two show pigs in the town were in town for the National Western Stock Show that were stolen over the weekend, were recovered safely, the police said. They're really cute. They were all fluffy and all fluffed out. I don't know if they stole the truck and then realized what was in it and heard that people were looking for them. But they found the vehicle and the pig safe. And it's a good story because I think the kid was only 17 or 18 years old that was showing the pig. So, you know, those are his animals and they raise them and try to, you know, whatever. So they found them. They're safe. The pigs are safe. And while we're talking about pigs, I thought this was kind of funny. In Iowa, did you know that in their state fair, Iowa has a husband calling contest at their state fair? I don't know. I wish I could play this, but you won't be able to hear it. They're making all kinds of, it's not like a hoo-wee, you know what they would say. That's all I remember them saying. Hi, serotonin. But they have, I don't know what it would, what would you call a husband? What do they call out? But it says the winner receives $5 and a ribbon. But yeah, all these women are up there and they're making all kinds of noises and hooting and hollering. And the Rural American Old Time Competition in the Farm Bureau Pioneer Hall. And yeah, husband calling contest. I've never heard it. I wonder if they have a wife calling contest. Well, I don't even want to go there. I don't know what you guys would actually say. I know a husband calling contest. Okay, Tuttles. Actually, there was a show that had that on there, and I think it was called Weird America or something. Yeah, it is kind of weird. I mean, you would know. There's this old lady. She's so cute, and she's up there calling for her husband. Oh, and she won first place. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, husband calling contest. Funny. So yeah, I'm not sure. I don't ever remember there being anything weird at. I've never been to a state fair out here, but in California, of course, I went to them all the time. And I don't remember anything like that. But yeah, do you guys have anything strange like that? Husband calling is easier. Y'all, here's a beer. Yeah, that's all you need to do. They'll all come running, right? And so still on with a little bit of the country and music. I also found out that Mr. Willie Nelson, I love Willie Nelson. I liked him because my mom liked him, but then Lewis loves him. And we actually went to a concert together at Red Rocks and saw Willie Nelson. And that was pretty fun. He has a new album that's coming out and it's tribute to a legendary Nashville songwriter. And I didn't know, but he has a few of these albums that he has done. And this album is A Beautiful Time, was named one of Rolling Stone's best country albums of the year. Let's see. And I can't remember. Harlan Howard is the songwriter who he has did this album for. So, but he has a few other ones that he did. He did one, he released a collection of songs by Cindy Walker in 2016. And then he has another one, I guess he has a new documentary, Willie Nelson and Family, premiering at Sundance Film Festival this week. So yeah, if you're a Willie Nelson fan, he's got a new album that just came out. So yeah, I like him. He's good. Hi, Jester. Good to see you. Thank you for popping in. I need to talk to you about some survival tips. Mm-hmm. I was told to talk to you about prepping. That's what I should say. Prepping, being Jester has a lot of shows about that. Yeah. And I'm not sure which one to dive into, you know, because you have so many good ones. Hi, GP man. Good to see you. But yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd love to talk to you about that. So yeah, again, listen to his show too. He has a lot of good information. I feel like I'm babbling this morning. I've been gone too long. Sorry about that, you guys. So we're going to move on to my list of stuff I have today. Oh, I have a bunch. If we see James come in, it's his birthday tomorrow. So I wanted to wish him a happy birthday. But we have some this day in music history that I have a bunch of stuff on. And I have it backwards, actually, this day in music history. We're going to start off with January 18th, 1964, and the Beatles, their U.S. chart debut with, let's see, I Want to Hold Your Hand, entered the chart at number 45. Why it's not playing? Boy, it is like a Monday. There we go. All right, it entered the charts at number 45, and just for 10 days after it was released, making it the fastest breaking and fastest selling single at Capitol Records history. It went on to spend 7 weeks at number one. So that was the Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Wow, 1964. And then in 1967, this young man, Jimi Hendrix, recorded an appearance on the UK TV show Top of the Pops, performing a live version of Hey Joe. They also played a show at the 7½ Club in Mayfair, London, during the evening. Another talented guy. Hey, Joe. Hey, Mr. A. Yes, Mr. Jimi Hendrix. All right, so then moving on to 1974, this day. Bad Company, former members from Free, Paul Rodgers, Simon Kirk, and then Mott the Humble, Mick Ralph, and then King Crimson, Boz Burrell formed Bad Company. The band went on to score the U.S. number one album and their debut release. So I just picked one of their songs from that, and it was this one, Bad Company. Seemed like they were around before 1974, but nope, they formed in 1974. Then moving on to 1975, this guy, Barry Manilow, scored his first U.S. number one single with Mandy, originally titled Brandy when it was recorded in 1972 by Scott English, went on to the top of the charts. So Brandy. That was in 1975. Is that really his hair? That's Barry Manilow. Barry Manilow. I don't know if that's his hair or not. All right, moving on to the year 1989. This guy, at just 38 years old, Stevie Wonder became the youngest living person to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at a ceremony held at the Waldorf Astorian Hotel in New York, with inductees included the Rolling Stones, The Temptations, Otis Redding, and Dion DeMichi. And that was in 1989. A little superstition. And then I don't know, I put this in there because I didn't know who this lady was, but we have a lot of Canadian my friends up here. So this in 2010, Canadian folk singer, ooh, let me play her music. Kate McGargle, I think that's how you say her last name. She died of cancer at her home in Montreal at the age of 63. Once married to folk singer Ludon Wainwright III, Kate was the mother of singers. Ooh, it's kind of loud. She was the singers of Rufus and Martha Wainwright. She rose to prominence with Sister Anna when they recorded together in the 70s. Other artists who covered the pair's song include Emmylou Harris, Elvis Costello, Billy Bragg, Christy McCall, and Judy Garland. So that is Kate McGarrigle. Oh, she died. So hi, Hanny J. Oh, thank you so much for coming in, Hanny. big hugs for you. Just big hugs and love sending out to you right now. And hi, Mike, how are you? I hope you are well. Hanny needs hugs today. Send her some love there. Hope you're well, Mike. I know you had the bug and I kind of had a bug for a day too. Not good. Hope you're feeling better, my friend. We're just covering some music here. And then lastly, if I can find him, Glenn Frey, he also passed away on this day, 2016. Good music. At the age of 67 in New York City of complications arising from rheumatoid arthritis, colitis, and pneumonia. Frey's co-founded the Eagles in 1971 with Don Henley, Bernie London, and Randy Meisner. After the breakup of the Eagles in the 80s, Frey embarked on a successful solo career and went on to score the top 40 hits with the One You Love, Smuggler's Blue, The Heat Is On, and You Belong to the City. And this is The One You Love that I'm playing right now. So sorry to end it in some sad ones, but yeah, Glenn Frey, and they passed away. So, okay, we'll move on to some good funny stuff, I guess. Let's see what I have for you. There are some new food items, and then I also have I have some signs, but they're kind of trashy. There's 31 signs. Let me bring it up. 31 trashy signs I can't believe they actually had to put up somewhere in the world. And where did it go? It's not here. So maybe we'll have to do the food one. Wow, I didn't save it. Dang, some of them are really funny. Let's see if this one brings it up. Nope, it's not bringing it up anymore. Maybe it was too, they were pretty funny. I wonder where, okay, so we're just going to have to go with the new food items. Dang, they were pretty funny. And some of them, hi, Audie, good to see you. I hope you're feeling well this morning. I hope your tummy is good. Maybe they were really kind of, you know, like ones that you have to think, why did they have to, they really had to put the sign up? Did they really have to put this sign up? Yeah, there were some of those, but dang, they must have, there were some of them were kind of a little out there, but some of them were pretty funny. So I'm surprised they took it down. Anyway, so we'll just go over food. You know, we like to talk about food here. Some of these on this list I actually did go over before in the past. So I'll try to skip them if we did. But these I didn't see. This is at KFC. If anybody loves their KFC, they have some wraps that one of them has, it's like macaroni and cheese. It's macaroni and cheese with like a big chicken strip in it. It says, want to switch the chicken sandwiches to fried chicken wraps? KFC's got you covered. Let's see. There's warm tortilla in three different styles. Classic macaroni and cheese and spicy slaw with a big old chicken nugget in there, strip in there. Each one has a different topping and they're only $3 a wrap. Unfortunately, they're currently not available in Atlanta and surrounding areas, but hopefully you'll see them nationwide roll out soon. Wait a minute. I said that wrong. They're currently only available in Atlanta and surrounding areas. So that's probably why I haven't seen, we have some wraps, but I don't remember seeing the macaroni and cheese one. I guess they just think which one. I'm surprised they only didn't have them. Do you guys have them in Canada, KFCs? I'm surprised they didn't just do it up there because they always give you guys sometimes good stuff, sometimes weird stuff. They always say, hey, the Canadians, they'll try it. They'll try anything. It's like you guys are like, what's that little Mikey? They'll try it. They'll try anything. So KFC, they have those. Let's see. Chick-fil-A has a milkshake, an autumn milkshake. It's warm cinnamon, crunchy brown sugar cookie pieces, and it's wrapped up in their creamy ice vanilla shake, creamy ice cream, vanilla, blah, blah, whatever, and then topped with whipped cream. So that sounds good. That sounds kind of yummy. And then Wendy's, I thought I remember seeing this. They had like these little French toast sticks. It looks like a slice of bread because it has, you know, the end slices of the bread where it's kind of curved, and it just looks like it's chopped up into little sticks. So they have those. And then I totally remembered this one. The pickle juice slushy at Sonic. Yeah, I don't know. That's like a new thing. But this one says it was for the summertime, so I'm not sure why it's on this list. Maybe it's coming in this summer, but I swore it was last year too. Don't you guys remember that pickle stuff? I think, let's see, Mr. A says, Wendy's French toast is really good, but expensive for bread. Yeah, it doesn't, it looks like a slice of bread. So it really is expensive. Yeah, it doesn't look like you even get that much. Maybe two slices of bread. Maybe if you're lucky, it doesn't look like a whole lot. Yeah, but supposedly the pickle juice is supposed to be really good for leg cramps. Like if you get leg cramps, pickle juice is supposed to be really good for that. They sell pickle juice powder at the health food store that you can mix up, and it's supposed to be, and pills, like it's supposed to be really good for like leg cramps. I don't know, but yeah, so pickle juice, it does, I don't know, it just doesn't sound appealing. Nope. Okay, so this looks good. McDonald's bagel sandwich, I think I remember saying this too, that they were bringing this back not too long ago, the steak, egg, and cheese, and I thought Mr. A said he tried it. The steak, egg, and cheese, and then there's a bacon, egg, and cheese, and then sausage, egg, and cheese, and then egg and cheese bagel. It actually looks pretty good. That one they're showing is a sausage one. I swore it was Mr. A. Was it you, Mr. A, if you're still in here, or is it somebody else? Yeah, that's the only breakfast. See, I thought so. Okay, I have somewhat of a good memory. Dang. All right, good. The steak one, I thought, yeah. So then, and then again with the pickles at Sonic. Okay, so they have the pickle slushy, and then they have pickle fries. I'd actually try these because I actually like fried pickles. They look like little strips of pickles. Like they take the long one and cut it into strips, and then dip it into stuff. They actually look pretty good. I'd actually try those. And then Wendy's, yeah, they already have the strawberry frosty. That's come and gone. And what is that? Shake Shack. I have never been to Shake Shack. Lewis and Aaron went recently, and for two of them, he said that it was almost $40. It was crazy. That's how expensive fast food has gotten. Dang, if you guys have to eat out every day, that's insane. But Shake Shack has a bourbon bacon cheddar burger. It looks pretty good. They have two different ones. It says white cheddar, crispy scallions, and of course, bourbon bacon jam made with Marker's Mark bourbon on a soft potato bun. So, oh, no. What was this? Oh, that must have been an ad. It was something for spam. I'm like, no, somebody's not doing that, right? It was an ad. Taco Bell. Yeah, see, some of these are this list is like way old because Taco Bell, nacho fries, they've been around for a while. Then I guess McDonald's, I haven't gone, so this might be old. I don't know. It says McDonald's chocolate pretzel McFlurry. It actually looks pretty good, to be honest with you. There's nothing that beats a McFlurry in the summer. And lucky for us, McDonald's just dropped a brand new one. The chocolatey pretzel McFlurry features creamy vanilla ice serve, caramel topping, and chocolate-covered pretzel pieces blended throughout for a perfect hit of salty and sweet. I would rather try that than a pickle slushy, that's for sure. No pickle slushy. And I get leg cramps too. And I don't know. I would maybe take it in a pill form, but I don't know about drinking pickle juice. So let's see, what is this? Wendy's hot honey chicken biscuit. So tell me you guys, if you know that these are, if you've had these or not, this actually looks pretty good. This might be the best fast food menu item this year, they said. Wendy's hasn't added a new breakfast menu item since they launched. And this is a hot honey chicken biscuit, combines a crispy chicken filet with flaky buttermilk biscuit and tops it off with sweet and spicy habanero hot honey sauce with the perfect way to wake up your morning. Ooh, yeah, I say so. It looks pretty good, but Yeah, I probably would have a stomachache after that. Oh, bologna and potato chip sandwich. Do you not fry it, but do you like warm up your bologna? So it's like, you know, not fried in oil or anything, but you just put it in a pan and get it crispy on each side. That's how my friend, when I was growing up, because I did not like bologna, and my friend from Alabama that I remember from elementary school, she was like my best friend. And that was the only way her mom would make us bologna sandwiches. And oh my gosh, they were so good that way. They're all, the meat's all toasted and stuff. So good. Yeah. I didn't like it. I don't like it cold like that. It has to be all kind of crispy and yummy on the inside. Oh yeah. That is so good. Mm. Yeah. I haven't had that in a long time. All right. So I don't know what this is. But, oh, Chipotle. And I think, yeah, all this list, this person is, I don't know. They've gotten all these things. Like, I think this has been around at least out here, this pollo asado meat. That's been out for a little bit out here at Chipotle. And then Wendy's, I guess they have some little sundaes you can get, different little teeny frosted sundaes. I had no idea that they had those. Actually, maybe this is only in, oh yeah, look at only, unfortunately, this is only in the Ohio area. Oh yeah, that's right, because that's where their headquarters are at. So you can go and get little sundaes, one with Oreos on top, one with strawberry, and one with, like, it looks like the marshmallows from Lucky Charms on top of it. But I swear we talked about that too. So some of these are just repeats, it seems like, from another list. And it's a new list. Let's see. Blizzard. There's a mint brownie blizzard out there. I would rather just sit around. Hi, short pants, Robert. Good to see you. Talk to BP about all the food he eats. Good grief. Some of these are just, yeah. The same ones we've talked about before for such a long time. So I wish I had that other list of signs that they had to put up, like wash your hands before you leave the bathroom, stuff like that. But yeah, they took the list down. They took my list down. Now I don't have it. I should have printed it out. So now I learn. All right. Gosh, I'm just trying to waste some time before I get into music. I might just end up doing music if this list keeps bringing up the wrong stuff for me. I'll get my playlist ready. Let's see. Arby's. Yeah. See, these are all old. I think this person. So because we just talked about Krispy Kreme's, their new donuts that they had, that little cookie that they had. Dee said that they gave out on Delta Airlines. Yeah, because this list, this Krispy Kreme one is about berry donuts. And I know for a fact they don't have that right now. So this list is just crazy. We're going to start with music in a second. So hi, welcome NNTG. Good to see you. I'm just going to bring up the music list and we're going to start with that. We're going to finish the list of the songs from the year that the summer of the 1, 2, 3, the songs for the year that you graduated. And I believe we ended, I want to make sure I have the right list. Yes, we ended in 1977. So we're going to continue in the 70s with 1978. And so these again are the number 1, 2, and 3 songs for the summer of the year you graduated high school. So there's all these different lists, but this is the summer you graduated high school. We're going to start with 1978. And the number one song was Andy Gibb, and it was Shadow Dancing. The song was written by Andy and his brothers, Barry, Maurice, Robin, Gibb in Los Angeles, while the trio of brothers were working on the film Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band. Together, the brothers Gibbs dominated the U.S. pop charts in the 78, with Andy and the Bee Gees each scoring 3 number one hits and the Bee Gees contributing to a few of the others. But Shadow Dancing turned out to be the biggest of them all, staying at number one for 7 weeks and becoming Billboard Magazine's number one single for the entire year of 1978. So here is Mr. Andy Gibb with Shadow Dancing. Thank you. Hi, Bailey D. Thank you for coming in. Hi, Lori Trace. Welcome. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Short Pants Robert. Appreciate you. Doing a little shadow dancing. Hi, Radio Parlas. These guys have definite, like, voices that you totally know who they are when they're singing, right? Yes, roller skating music. That is Andy Gibb with Shadow Dancing. The number one song for the summer of 1978. There are these two brothers that I follow on Instagram, John, and gosh, I can't remember their names off the top of my head, but they're roller skaters, and oh my gosh, every time I see them, they roller skate to music, and then there's other guys that do it with them too, and they are awesome. These guys they're really good. I think they're awesome. So if you follow me, I always post their stuff on there. You'll get a chance to look at them. They're great. Thank you guys. That was the number. I know. And for the summer, some of them are really slow, which is kind of surprising to me because you think in the summer you're outside, you're driving in the wind in your hair, that it'd be a lot more upbeat, but some of them are kind of slow. All right. So we'll move on to the number two song of 1978, and that is the Commodores, Three Times a Lady. See, another good song, but it's slow. This song was written by the Commodores lead singer Lionel Richie, who explained in a 1979 interview, "I wrote it back in 78 and it was very personal meaning to me. I attended the wedding anniversary of my parents, and my father made a speech about how much he loved my mother and appreciated the way she had stood by him for 37 years. It was beautiful, and I started to think about my own life and how my wife stands by me, how she does so many things without being asked or thanked. So I wrote Three Times a Lady as a dedication to my wife and my mother. And I think my next door neighbor summed it up when she said that if a man wanted to buy her a present, all he needed to do was buy her that record and he wouldn't have to say anything else. Beautiful story. So here is the Commodores with Three Times a Lady. Number two. See, kind of slow, but it's a good song. And now you know the meaning.
Thanks for the times that you've given me. The memories are more than my mind.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, PP. Thank you, John. Thank you, Audie.
And now that we've come to the end of our rainbow, there's something I must say out loud.
Hi, Taurus. Good to see you. You came in at the slow time.
Three times a lady.
Where'd you go? Not as the Commodores with Three Times a Lady, the number two song, the summer of 1978, and that's off their Natural High album. And I see it's like a Monday for me because I felt like I've been gone for so long, and I totally forgot that I had some music Jeopardy that we were going to do. I wanted, you know, I asked you guys if you wanted, because Miss D and BP had a good idea of doing karaoke, but nobody's come forth so far. Only DeGray. He said that he might have a song that he might want to do. But until we get some people to do that, we can do Music Jeopardy. And I have it all set up and I completely forgot. So if you do want to sing a karaoke song, you can leave a comment on the Podbean page, or you can go to the Dina Jo Facebook page, Dina Jo Podcast Facebook page, and leave me a message there, and we can set that up. It'll be fun. I'd like to do it on Wednesdays, which is if we can, but I thought it was Monday for, yeah, because I've been gone. Hi, Christopher. Good to see you. So we are going to move on to the number three song of the year 1978, and we'll move. It's gonna be a little bit more upbeat. It's Grease by Frankie Valli. I love Grease album. I think it's so much fun. Grease is the song written by Barry Gibb and performed by Frankie Valli as the title song for the 1978 musical motion picture Grease. Valli released the song, which celebrates the greaser lifestyle, a single in May of 1978. It sold over 7 million copies worldwide and appeared twice on the film's soundtrack, first as the opening track and again as the closing track. Grease was one of four songs written specifically for the film that had not been in the stage production. Peter Frampton played lead guitar on this track. I had no idea. That's pretty awesome. This is Valli's second U.S. number one hit as a solo artist. So here is Frankie Valli with Grease. Oh, you too, Taurus. Have a good sleep. Thank you for coming in. I appreciate you. Oh, okay, Grease. That is Frankie Valli with Grease. That skipped there for a second. I'm off the Grease soundtrack in 1978. That is the third song. All right, I don't know why that skipped. We're going to move on to the summer of 1979. And we're going to have Donna Summers with Bad Girls. That's the number one song. The Bad Girls are... yes, prostitutes. Summer got the idea when she was working at her office label in Casablanca Records in Los Angeles. She sent her secretary out on an errand, which took her down Sunset Boulevard, a street known for illicit activity. The secretary, who was black, told Summers that the police harassed her, assuming she was a working girl. This provided Summers with the inspiration of the song, which came together when she started ad-libbing lyrics in the studio. The famous toot toot beep beep vocals interjections were something Donna Summers came up with in the studio after the track was finished. She felt the song was a bit empty in parts, so she made up some car sounds to simulate the horns of calling for attention of the prostitutes. This was Summer's biggest hit. It was number one in the U.S. for 5 weeks, helping her earn the title of Queen of Disco. So here is Donna Summers with Bad Girls, number one song in 1979. Be safe, John. Be safe. Thank you for coming in.
Street at night, walking, picking up my pants, a string.
Thank you, Mike. That is Bad Girls by Donna Summers, the number one song for the summer of 1979 off her album, Bad Girls. Kind of in the disco era right now because we're going to move on to the number two song, and it's Ring My Bell by Anita Ward. I loved this song growing up. It's so funny. Ring My Bell, excuse me. This is a 1979 disco song written by Frederick Knight. The song was originally written for the 11-year-old Stacy Latsaw as a teeny bopper song about kids talking on the phone. When Latsaw signed with a different label, the American singer and musician Anita Ward was asked to sing it instead, and it became her major hit. Ring My Bell went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, the disco top 80s chart, and the Soul's chart. It also reached number one on the UK singles chart. It also garnered Ward a nomination for the best female R&B vocal performance at the 1980 Grammy Awards. So here is Anita Ward with Ring My Bell. Hi, Solid Blues Sister. So good to see you. Thank you for coming in. I know it's early for you. Oh, does it, Billie Jean? Oh, I will have to check that out. Thank you, Mike. That drive safe. There's crazy people out there. Ring my bell, ring ring ding dong. Ring my bell, ring a ding a ding. I had to wait till that part. That's the best part. Ring a ding a ding. All right, so that's Anita Ward with Ring My Bell, the number two song for the summer of 1979. Part had played the best part. All right, so coming up, number three runner-up for the summer of 1979 is Chic with Good Times. This song is a joyful look back at the roller disco decade when, after Nixon and Vietnam and the times of the recession, better days seemed to be ahead. It really was a great time, Niles Rogers told in an interview. People were fun-loving, kind, generous, open to other people's philosophies, and uncritical. Oh, what was that? That was weird. All right. Oh, my gosh. I have no idea what that is. That's weird. So that just threw me off. I have absolutely no idea what that sound is. People need to be that way nowadays. This song, built around Bernard Edwards' distinctive bass line, is one of the most copied and sampled records ever. With two copies of the record, DJs could create a continuous loop of instrumental grooves, providing a perfect foundation for MCs to rap over. The lyrics, "Our new state of mind," is often mistaken as "Are you straight or bi?" Huh. All right. Well, I guess we'll have to listen and see if we hear that. Here is Chic with "Good Times." I had to figure out what that was. Hi, Allie. Welcome. If you're new to the show, hit the follow button. Good to have you. Welcome, NYSXHMFQ. Good to have you. I am very well, thank you. I hope you are well. And that is Chic with "Good Times," the number three song of 1979, and that's off their Risqué album. So we're going to move on to the summer of 1980, and now the number one song is "It's Still Rock and Roll to Me" by Billy Joel. Joel was often abused in the music press as provider of middle of the road dreck. Okay, whatever that means. Popular artists are often targeted for journalist derision, but while most of these artists choose to ignore it, Joel responded in his songs. The line, "It doesn't matter what they say in the papers because it's always been the same old scene," and "There's a new band in town, but you can't get the sound from the story in the magazine," were specifically written to attack the press that it was bringing him down. While you can reel all you want about the singer or the band, the only way you'll really know what their song is is by listening to it. Boy, these words are all blah, blah, blah. "Sometimes the press gave me a hard time," he said, "and I liked giving them a hard time back," Joel said to Howard Stern in 2014. "In my neighborhood, somebody hits you, you hit them right back." All right, so that's Billy Joel. Here is "It's Still Rock and Roll to Me." I wonder what they were giving him a hard time about. "What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide?" Is it a good karaoke song? "Maybe I should buy some old..." Do you go to karaoke a lot? I don't even know where they... I have to look and see if they have one around here. "You can't dress and trash it till you spend a lot of money. Do you think the clothes he was wearing? I know they used to tease him like he wasn't good looking and Christy Brinkley was, but whatever. "Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wool tires? Are you going welcome, PBG874. Welcome. Nowadays, you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot, fun, cold, punk. Even if it's old junk, still rock and roll to me. It doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new rain in town, don't you think? And it's down on the floor in the magazine. Hey, that's your average tea. How about a pair of pink sidewinders and a bright orange pair of pants? Well, you could really be a bold Brummel baby if you just give it half a chance. And that is It's Still Rock and Roll to Me by Billy Joel, the number one song for the summer of 1980. And that is off of Glass House's album. All right, so the number two runner-up is going to be Magic by Olivia Newton-John, written by Olivia Newton-John's longtime producer John Fair. Magic appeared on the soundtrack of the movie Xanadu, which she starred in along with Gene Kelly. The song deals with destiny and faith, and its easygoing melody and clear vocals proved much more accessible than the movie. While the movie floundered and the song was a huge hit, staying at number one on the Hot 100 for 4 weeks and on the Adult Contemporary charts for 5 weeks during the summer of 1980. The follow-up single, the title song from the film, went to number eight in the U.S. And the next year, Newton-John had her biggest hit with Physical. But here is the number two song for the summer of 1980, Magic by Olivia Newton-John. And wasn't that with dancing or ice skating? Must have been dancing if it was Gene Kelly. Thank you, Jester. Thank you, BP. You should know me. Always been in your mind. Thank you, Mike. You know I will be kind. I'll be guiding you. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you. So the number two song for the 1980, and that is Magic by Olivia Newton-John off the Xanadu soundtrack. The songs go up and down and up and down. All right, so we're going to go to the number three song for the summer of 1980, and it's Coming Up by Paul McCartney and the Wings. Paul McCartney entered the 80s with Coming Up, the first single from his album McCartney 2, found him playing every instrument himself and handling all the lead vocals while his wife, Linda, added background. On Coming Up, he played bass, synthesizer, guitar, drums, and piano. The song finds him telling a someone special to stick around because he's coming up like a flower. It's not his most lyrical song, but it has a memorable chorus and it's masterfully crafted. The single was a hit in Britain, peaking at number two on the singles chart. In the United States and Canada, the live version of the song performed by Paul McCartney and Wings in Glasgow the year prior, released as the B-side to the single, saw greater success. So here's Paul McCartney and Wings with Coming Up. And this is the live at Glasgow. Oh, hi, Ralph. Thank you so much. Good to see you. Welcome, SRYWNB. Welcome. We're doing you know, a little bit. It's Paul McCartney with the Wings. This is the number, let's see, 3 song for the summer of 1980. This is after he left the Beatles. He went single. That is Paul McCartney and the Wings with Coming Up Live at Glasgow. And that is the number 3 song for 1980, the summer of 1980. A little bit more upbeat than some of the ones, but all right, we're going to move on to the summer of 1981. And that is going to be the number 1 song for that is Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield. Who is Jesse's Girl? We may never know. But in an interview with Rick Springfield, he tells the story. Rick said, "I don't know her name. It was a brief relationship that I had when I was making stained glass for a while. I was going to a stained glass class in Pasadena, California, and I met this guy and his girlfriend. I was completely turned on by his girlfriend, but she was not interested in me at all. So I had a lot of sexual angst," he said, "and I went home and wrote a song about it. Then about 4 months later, I stopped going to the class and I lost contact with them. The only thing I remember is his name was Gary. So I changed the name because Gary didn't sing very well. But the whole thing was absolutely was just a feeling he was getting. And it just tore me up," he said. And a fun fact about it, I guess he was on Oprah when the song was popular and her people tried to find Jesse's Girl, but all they could do was find the owner of the stained glass place where they were doing the classes. So anyway, here's Jesse's Girl. Rick Springfield was Jesse's Girl.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. Lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving the night by, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. We're gonna find a woman like that. I'll play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change.
You know, I thank you, Ralph. So dirty when they appreciate you. Cute. I don't want to tell her that I love her, but the point is probably meets. Thank you, Billy D.
And she's loving in that body, I just know it.
And that is Rick Springfield wanting Jesse's Girl, number 1 song for 1981 off his Working Class Dog album. Working Class Dog. All right. This one is for you, Bam Bam. I know you like this song. And it is the number 2 song for 1981 is Kim Carnes with Betty Davis Eyes. Betty Davis Eyes is a song written and composed by Donna Wise and Jackie D. Shannon, but it was made popular by the American singer Kim Carnes in 1981 when it spent 9 non-consecutive weeks on the top U.S. Billboard Hot 100. The song was number one for 5 weeks, interrupted by just 1 week by Stars on 45 before it returned to the top spot for another 4 weeks and became Billboard's biggest hit of the year. The single also reached number five on the Billboard's top track charts and number 26 on the dance chart. It was also number one in 21 countries and peaked at number 10 in the United Kingdom. To date, her only top 40 hit in the country. It also reached number two in Canada for 12 consecutive weeks, and number two hit in 1981, the country from the Stars on 45. She took that off again. The song won a Grammy Award for the Song of the Year and Record of the Year, and it was also ranked the number 12 on Billboard's list of top 100 songs of their 50 years of Billboard Hot 100 charts. Dang, it's a lot of charts. Here is Kim Carnes with Betty Davis Eyes. Welcome, Serotonin. Good to see you.
Her hair is hollow gold. Lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She turns the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll tease you. She'll unease you. Just to please you.
Yep, bro. You're right.
And she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Vivi Bravo stand up side. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home. She whets her appetite. She'll lay your arm a throne. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
I don't know if she still does.
Roll you like you're a dice.
You should roll you like you're a dice.
Until you come up blue. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you. When she snows you, with her fingers in the crumb, she throws you. She's ferocious, and she knows just what it takes to make it progress.
Thank you, Mike. That is Kim Carnes with
She's got Betty Davis eyes.
And that is the number two song from 1981 off her Mistaken Identity album, Betty Davis Eyes, Kim Carnes. Good song. All right, so we're going to move on to the number three song for the summer of 1981. And it is a slow one, Diana Ross and Lionel Richie with Endless Love. I guess they have to have love songs in the summer too. This song was from the 1981 film of the same name starring Brooke Shields. The film, which was based on a best-selling novel of the same name, was not very successful. Was this one of the ones where she was all young and naked in? There was two, that one and Blue Lagoon, I think. Getting the singers together to record this song was a challenge. They ended up meeting at a record studio in Reno, Nevada, in the early mornings of May 8, 1981, following Ross's concert in nearby Lake Tahoe. The session began around 3:30 a.m. Less than 2 hours later, they had their vocals on tape. The song received an Oscar and a Golden Globe nomination and won the Marquee Award for 1982, the Best Original Song. So here is Miss Diana Ross and Lionel Richie with Endless Love. Slow one. Thank you, Solid Blue. Blue Lagoon, yeah. Right? It was Blue Lagoon in this one. And people were all in uproar because she was so young. And naked. Hi, Era. Good to see you.
You're every breath that I take. You're every step I make.
And then she had her Jordache jeans. My gosh. And she was half naked in that one, too. Nothing became between her and her Jordache, wasn't it? Jordache jeans. I promise the next one's going to be upbeat. All right, that's Diana Ross and Lionel Richie with Endless Love, the third song for the summer of 1981, and it's off the album of Endless Love Soundtracks. All right, so we're going to step it up a little bit for the summer of 1982 with Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. This was the theme song for Rocky III, which was the biggest movie of 1982. Tony Scotti was the president of Survivor's record label, and he played Sylvester Stallone some tracks from previous Survivor albums to get him to see if he liked the song. Stallone thought the song, writing style, and street appeal could fit in his new movie, so he called Jim Petrick and Frankie Sullivan, who were Survivor's primary songwriters, and left a message on their answer machine. When they spoke to Petrick, he said answer machines were still something of a novelty back then, and to see it blinking, the blinking light was a thrill. When I pressed it back and I heard, "Yo, hey, it's Jim. That's a nice message you got there. This is Sylvester Stallone." I thought it was a trick. I didn't really think it was him, but it was him. That really was him talking. And so he liked the song, and here it is. Survivor with Eye of the Tiger. That's my best Sylvester Stallone I got for you. You know, it's funny because I was following him on Instagram, and I don't know if you guys have gotten these from people if you follow them, and they're like, "Oh, this," and you get a message and it's supposedly from him. "Oh, this is Stallone's assistant and he wants to reach out to some of his followers." I'm like, "Yeah, whatever. Give me a break." "Oh, sure he does. Uh-huh. See ya." Yeah, right? Like, yeah, sure he does. Okay, love, good to see you. Thank you for coming in. Good to see you. Give us a follow. We always play some music around this time in history. Good to see you. So that is Survivor with Eye of the Tiger, the number one song for the summer of 1982, also off this album of the same name, Eye of the Tiger. All right, with a little history of Sylvester Stallone. The number two song from the summer of 1982 is going to be John Cougar, he went by John Cougar this time, not June Cougar Mellencamp. And it hurts so good. Mellencamp claims he wrote this song as a goof. In a 1982 interview with the LA Herald Examiner, he explained, "My friend George said, 'Why didn't I write a song with the title Hurts So Good?' We thought of it as like Shel Stevenson thing. I wrote it in 3 minutes, scrawled the first line and on soap on a glass door in the shower. It was really just a joke. I think all good things probably start as jokes. Wasn't it? Wasn't God having a laugh when he made this whole place?" He said, ha, ha, ha. The song was number 2 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 for the singer and songwriter. The song was also a critical success for Mellencamp, winning the Best Rock Vocal Performance Male at the 25th Grammy Awards on February 23rd, 1983. So here is John Cougar Mellencamp with Hurts So Good. Thank you, BP. Thank you, Solid Blue. Thank you, Bailey D. Thank you, Ralph. Welcome, BHG. Welcome.
When I was a young boy, the boy's young boy ways. Now it's time to get older, so much older. I love those young boy days with a girl like you. With a girl like you. Lord knows there are things we can do, baby. Just me and you.
Thank you, Era. Appreciate you. Thank you, Ralph. That is John Cougar with Hurts So Good, the number 2 song for 1982 off of American Fool album. I've always liked him. Some people, they either hate him or they like him. I like him. I like that music. All right, so the number 3 song for the summer of 1982 is going to be Abracadabra by the Steve Miller Band. Abracadabra is the song by American rock group Steve Miller Band, written by Steve Miller. The song is said to have been inspired by American singer Diana Ross, who Miller had met when they each performed on the same episode of the pop music television show Hullabaloo in 1960. Hullabaloo. I think that was in England. I might be wrong. But the lyrics, "round and round and round it goes, where it stops, nobody knows," are a reference to the spinning wheel segment of the original Amateur Hour. In the interview, Miller said, at first his record company, Capitol Records, did not see the potential hit would be what it become. Capitol didn't believe it and didn't want to release it. I had a different deal with Phonogram in Europe. When it came out in Europe and I canceled my American tours because it went number one everywhere in the world, except for the States. After seeing its success overseas, Capitol Records released it in the US and it climbed to number one. So he was right. Here's Steve Miller Band with Abracadabra. I know. And grab what? Hi, Capel. Welcome.
He heats up
and he can't cool down.
Got me spinning round and round. Round and round.
it stops, and nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby.
Let the fire get higher.
Abracadabra. I wanna reach out and grab ya.
Abracadabra. You make me hot. You make me sigh.
Oh.
You make me laugh.
You make me cry.
Keep me burning for your love. With the touch of your velvet glove.
Thank you, Bailey D.
I wanna reach out and grab you. Abracadabra.
Abracadabra.
I feel the magic in your dress. I feel the magic when I touch your dress. Silk and satin, leather and lace. Black panties with an angel's face. I see magic in your eyes. I hear the magic in your size. Just when I think I'm gonna get away, I hear the words that you always say.
Abracadabra.
I wanna reach out and grab you.
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra.
Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, and higher and higher.
And that is Abra, Abra, Kadabra. I want to reach out and grab ya by the Steve Miller Band on the number 3 song for the summer of 1982. We're almost through with this. We're going to keep going and finish it off. Well, not Friday. Friday we'll do dance music. But this is off the Abracadabra 1982 album. So that is the Steve Miller Band. So, yeah, thank you guys for putting up with me. It feels like a Monday. I've been on hiatus for some time now, so it just didn't go. So thank you guys. I'll leave you with a food thought for the day. Did you know that a bottle of Coca-Cola has enough pH scale of 2.8 that it can dissolve a nail in 4 days? Ew, what does that do to your stomach if it can do that? If it can dissolve a nail in 4 days, what is it doing to the inside of our stomach? I guess it's not in there long enough, but still your innards would get like all kind of, I don't know, rusty? Who knows? But anyway, I will be back on Friday and we'll have dance music. Aaron will be here with sports. We'll have some upbeat dance music, get you guys going. And I'm going to leave you guys like I always leave you. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Be kind to people. You don't know what they're going through. Some people here are going through a lot of stuff, and just be kind to one another. Okay. I love you guys. Have a great rest of your day. I will see you around Podbean, and be safe out there. Drive safe. It's snowing everywhere. It's bad weather. So be safe out there. I love you guys. I will see you on Friday. Bye. Thank you guys for all your likes and shares. I appreciate you so very, very, very much. Thank you, Solid Blue, for coming in. I will see you later. But you guys follow her. She has a great show. Who else is in here that has shows? Let me see real quick. I'm trying to go down. Mr. Ralph Williams. He's been back on the air. Serotonin. He plays music sometimes. He's on the air. I'm trying to see who else is in here. Oh, Mike Tampa Bay. I told Mike Tampa Bay. He's coming up tomorrow with the boundaries. I will be helping him on that tomorrow afternoon for a little bit. And so you guys give them all a follow and send them some love. Talk to you later. See you around Podbean. Bye.